producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You can always call me. I'm not always here, but you can always call me, and you can leave a message. We can call you back. You can Facebook me, but the important thing to do is to understand when I'm here and when I'm here to be able to take your questions and your phone calls, which is now, right? 855-993-7569. So I just cannot believe how fast this year is going. It's my favorite statistic of the week, which is not only was there a full moon, but that we're through 15% of the year, right? 1/7. Can you believe that? I know.
Huh.
Can you if you were getting 15% on your money, you'd be really happy.
Yeah.
You'd also probably be a drug dealer, but that's a different issue. Yeah, no, this year has really zoomed on by.
Yeah.
So, but as my mother used to say, I remember when I was a kid, I'd say, "Mom, is it is it my birthday yet? Is it the weekend? Is it Christmas?" And she'd say, "Don't wish your," or I'd say, "I wish it was, I wish it was my birthday. I wish it was," so don't wish your life away. It goes quickly enough. And man, and she also said, the older you get, the quicker it goes. I think that's true as well. So
yeah.
Alrighty. So we have lots of things to talk about today. Today in history, to be quite honest, is it's kind of one of those low energy kinds of days, unless you have a car. And on this day, Oregon, let's not all boo and hiss, places a 1 cent per gallon tax on gasoline, which is the first state to do so. So we can all boo. What percentage of the total cost of gas right now is taxes? I don't know. Do you know? I don't have a car.
I don't. It's a good question, though.
Yeah, it's probably a horrifying amount. Although, do you know what? The tax on gases is one of those few things. Do you know what most of that is used for?
I don't.
Highways. So it's one of those things that has, it's one of the few taxes, I think, in the United States, or maybe any place, that has a certain resonance to it, that you have a car, you buy gas to make the car run, and then you maintain the roads on which the car goes. So
yeah,
that one seems to me to be one of the few taxes that actually makes some sense.
Totally.
I mean, there are probably other taxes that make sense, but that one at least is obvious and transparent, as they say. Do you know who is who's responsible for most of the road system, the highway system in the United States? This is kind of trivia 101, isn't it?
I don't.
Yeah. You want to take a guess? There's a logic to this one as well, believe it or not.
A logic to it, huh? Henry Ford.
Good guess, but it had to be a president, and he was not. We've had a Ford president, but that was not Henry. No, but you're sort of on the right track-ish. It was Eisenhower. And the reason that Eisenhower did it was for tank movement.
Oh.
He was a general. Yeah, so that's why we have such a really good infrastructure in terms of highway systems, the national highway system. All right, that's all the trivia for today. None of that is on day in history. That's all stuff that I kind of knew.
Yeah.
So there you go. All righty, I thought what we would talk about today, for no particular reason except why not, is... Jacob, we had already finished. We're not. I got to convince you guys to be better editors about this. We already did your life story. We finished that yesterday, so that shouldn't be on our list of things to do. Yeah.
One.
Yeah. You guys have got to be better about that because our listeners are. They pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So if we do something we've done before, they're going to call up and yell at me, which is not one of the things that makes me happy. So I thought we'd talk a little bit about dream jobs today because. What we have in this country is kind of an interesting thing. Everybody keeps telling us the economy is getting better, which I think it probably is. But we just heard a news story about the fact that that interest banks are not raising their interest rates, that they're as low as they've been for a very long time, even though the Fed suggested doing that. But the banks basically aren't doing it. And we have a huge amount of student debt. That the average amount of student debt is $35,000 following a college education, which is an extraordinary amount of debt for anybody. And I thought we'd talk about debt a little bit later, but and people are having a hard time finding jobs. We know that unemployment is at an all-time low for the last decade, I think, or so. But I thought that we haven't done a question about job satisfaction, or that there haven't been a whole bunch of polls about it recently. And during the time where unemployment was very high, that job satisfaction was at an all-time low because people felt that they were trapped, that they didn't like their job very much, that they were being paid less than they felt they should make. They were doing more. They were often doing the work of more than one person. But so all of that's going to tend to make you pretty dissatisfied with your job, and there was no place to go. So that combination made job satisfaction, I think it was less than, it wasn't 2008. I mean, that's the obvious bellwether, but it was actually a little bit later than that. I think it was maybe about 2010, where job satisfaction was at an all-time low. One of the questions, I guess, right now, I didn't actually ask you about job satisfaction in this. I asked about your dream job, and maybe you already have it, which hopefully somebody will say, because that will just make me smile. But the idea being that if you have a job right now, and I ask you about your dream job, that it may help you to figure out a path from where you are to where you want to be. If you don't have a job right now, you might as well think about the job that you'd really like to have as opposed to just taking one. And it's amazing. It reminds me of a client that I had in therapy a bunch of years ago who I said, well, you know, she wanted to go back to work, or I guess she was unhappy about her job. I don't remember exactly the particulars, but I said, well, what would you like to do? And she said, well, I don't want to do this. 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 And because all she could think about specifically is what she didn't want to do, you knew the kind of job she was going to end up with, which is exactly that job, because it was the only time that she could think about a job specifically. So the point of the question is kind of severalfold. First of all, I'm just curious. Second of all, it seems to be kind of an interesting topic. But more importantly, in terms of its applicability to y'all's life, is to think about what you'd really like to be doing. What would make your either the job that you have more profitable or more fun? And profitable doesn't necessarily mean being paid more money, although that may be part of it, but just more satisfying. If the job that you have right now is just to pay the bills, that we can think about what might make your life better. Because basically what all of us have in our life is those two pillars, is work and love. And we're going to have a lot more control over the work part than the love part. So, and my formula, as I'm sure will come out, well, I might as well tell you now, you don't have to be subtle about it, is to find something that you're good at and find something you like. And they're not necessarily the same thing. For example, I'm a really good typist, which, I mean, everybody's a good typist now because everybody uses the internet. But there was a period of time between when women were all secretaries and the internet where women who could type, like me, didn't admit to it because it doomed us to secretarial positions. So I'm still am a good typist, but it was nothing that I would tell anybody because it wasn't something that made me very happy to do. So something that you're good at, and then something you like, and something, there are things that I like that I'm not very good at. So you find what the overlap is something you're good at, something you like, because if you're good at it, somebody will notice, and if you like it, you'll stick with it long enough for somebody to notice. And if somebody notices, they may come and sprinkle fairy dust on you, and then you get this wonderful opportunity. But even if they don't, you're still doing something that you like and something you're good at. So that's how to think about your dream job. And in terms of specifics, I guess we'll start. Jacob, do you have a dream job?
Yeah.
Other than, of course, working with me.
My dream job is just to be a musician.
Well, but that's kind of a role rather than a job per se. I mean, you could be not a musician, but you presumably would like to be paid for it.
Yeah,
in some
I would
venue,
like to make
so.
A living being a.
But what
musician.
Kind? Do you want to be a studio musician? Do you want to go on tour? Do you want? I mean, everybody wants to be a rock star. See, Jacob, you've got to be my example of how you have to be specific.
Yeah.
855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, indeed. All right, we're talking about dream jobs, and it's one of those things that I think is kind of interesting to do, to deal with the difference between what you got and what you want. And because quite often we can find ourselves kind of plodding along. And as somebody was talking about when we were looking at titles for autobiography of Under the Radar, Full of Regrets, that one and Achingly Average were the ones that that sort of stuck with me, because they were both kind of sad. Not kind of sad, they were both sad. And the under the radar, full of regrets, seems to me to be a result of two things. One of which is just feeling that the world was going to get you, which is difficult enough as it is. But the other is just kind of plodding along and not being aware of what you're doing, that this is your life and this is what you make of it. And its importance is yours to determine. Other people may or may not think that, you know, I just saw, which I will review for you later, Eddie the Eagle. And it's, if nothing else, it's a story about making sure that you matter to yourself, and you make choices that may not make sense to anybody else, but they don't have to. They do have to make sense to you. And the only way to do that I know of is to be aware, to just be sentient, to pay attention. Okay, so let's hear what people's dream jobs are.
All right. John says, the irresponsible spending spouse of the recent billion-dollar lottery winner.
Well, I don't know that that's a job, but it's an interesting fantasy, isn't it? And interesting on a bunch of different levels, because if you look at lottery winners, their lives tend to be tragic as opposed to enlightened. Or maybe people just don't write books about people who win a lot of money and then go off to benefit cancer research or something. We read about all the ones who buy fast women and slow cars and I think the statistics are that a huge percentage are bankrupt by the end of 5 years after they've won the lottery. That's irresponsible. But what would you spend money on? See, that begs the question, because if I had you if I had you in my sights, then I would say, okay, first of all, how do you define irresponsible? What would you spend money on? And because think about that role for just a minute. I know you're sort of doing it a little bit tongue in cheek, and it sounds like you're probably sitting down to pay the month's bills and thinking, if only. But think about it for a moment. Just put yourself in the position of being a spouse, and we haven't determined. I think the person who won was a man. I think so. You're going to be a woman, and I don't know what your situation is. I don't know if you have a whole lot of debt or whatever, and presumably, irresponsible or not, you're going to pay off some of the debt. But then, what would you do? How would you spend the money if you had no limits about how you'd spend the money? And understand, you very well might, that even if you live in a community property state, which means you get half, but that's only if you divorced. I mean, it's a lot more complicated than you think it's going to be. And does that mean you're going to buy yourself a boy toy? Does that mean he's going to buy himself a younger wife? Does that mean you're going to have plastic surgery? Or, I mean, think about it for a minute, that the initial impulse is kind of a giggly one. But what would you really do with it? And how many cars could you have? I saw a really interesting documentary on the economy. I know it doesn't sound like it would be interesting, but it was. And what it said was that the middle class has always been responsible for the health of the economy, because the poor don't have any disposable income. And the rich, while they have a lot of disposable income, how many yachts can you buy? So once you buy your yacht, you're probably not going to buy 14 more. So what really drives the economy is the middle class, who will buy more clothing, a new car. They don't necessarily spend lavishly, but they spend consistently, as opposed to the wealthy who don't. How many mansions can you have? And you may have more than most. You may have three or four, but you're not going to have 14. So after you've bought the fourth one, your contribution to the economy is come to a screeching halt. So it's always been the middle class that supported in dribs and drabs the economy. And if you get rid of the middle class, the economy is in terrible shape, which may be part of what we're seeing these days. But that response, while kind of cheerfully tickling, is a much more complicated response than you think it's going to be. Think it through, my darlings. Okay, it's also not a job description, but go ahead.
All right, so we have...
I can tell, you guys are running amok on me. Now, I feel like I should have a ruler and be rapping knuckles. All right, keep going.
Well, get ready for this next one then. Barbara, the job of handling the $1 billion I just won in the lottery and taking care of an irresponsible spouse that just married me for my money. That's my dream job. Maybe inspired by the other one.
Yeah, the first one, yeah. I think, well, it shows how you guys interact with each other, so that's kind of cute. Mm-hmm. Barbara wants to be the spouse. She wants to be the one who won the lottery.
Yeah.
Well, but that's not a job description either. But...
Right.
I think we did this too close to the lottery. That's the problem. Okay, keep going.
Allison wants to be a librarian.
Huh. Well, I'd love to know what you're doing now. And let me just say something about librarian for a moment. What you need to do is look at what the aspects of being a librarian are. Because libraries tend to be an endangered species these days, if you think about it. When's the last time you went to the library? And for those of you who've been fairly recently, my guess is you've done one of several things. You've either rented a video or a bestseller. When's the last time you went to the library to do research, which is what libraries really were? I mean, yeah, you borrowed books, but you basically did research. That's where there were a huge number of books that you couldn't afford to buy, and you might not need it on an ongoing basis, but you needed them to find out stuff. You're using Google for that now, aren't you, you little Dickens? So the question is, is there a role for libraries and librarians going forward? Could be an interesting kind of phenomenon. I don't know what they're doing at the Library of Congress. Obviously, that's a major sort of the defining library in the United States. But people aren't using libraries in the way that they used to. Libraries are closing down. There are a lot of in New York. There are a number of neighborhood libraries that have closed down. Funding for libraries is sort of diminishing. So it's an interesting job choice. And what you may need to do is look into exactly what it is that about libraries that you like, other than obviously books. And it may be that even bookstores, owning a bookstore. So you can see that these kinds of things, and I'm not in any way discouraging you. I'm just saying, interesting. Be specific about what it is about that job that attracts you, and you may be able to latch onto something. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Heather, my dear, I'm delighted you called me. Tell me what's on your mind.
Yes, hi, Dr. Joy?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, hi. I feel like life is short, and our relationships are important.
Yeah.
And so I can kind of tie in September 11th.
Well, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah.
And even if it didn't, whatever you want to talk about is okay with me.
Okay. I just realized I'm 52, and I just realized I was raised by a very narcissistic, abusive parent. And I look back, and I know the childhood injuries I received was a result of her. And I'm the scapegoat, I guess. I've read some articles on scapegoat and dysfunctional families, that sort of thing. But I've worked really, really hard. I am successful. I ended up in an abusive marriage, and I think that it was because I had played the victim role most of my life, being victimized by my mother. And got out of that marriage, started a successful internet company. I now have a wonderful fiancé. He's a wonderful healthy, wonderful relationship. I did a lot of therapy to try to understand what was going on with myself, but now my mother is turning my children, trying to turn my teenage children, who are naturally rebellious, against me. And my boyfriend had someone come up to him. He works in the school district. And they said that my mother, who's an elder in her church, had told them that I was mentally ill, some other things about me. And it's just really painful. I also work in the courts as a guardian ad litem because I feel the need to help victim or powerless children and people coming out of abuse. And I feel like it's affecting my reputation. You know, I don't want this to affect my reputation, but it's really painful when it hits home and it's coming now to your children.
Okay, let's divide this. Heather, let me just stop you here for a minute because I want to do some problem solving before we go on. And if there are other things you want me to look at, I'm very willing to look at it. But let's start at the beginning, and I'll give you as much time as you need. I promise. All right, so let's start with what you feel today is a scar or a problem as a result of your relationship with your mom when you were a child, and be as specific with me as you possibly can.
Okay, I recently bought a house from my parents, and I feel like it's the first time where my mom doesn't try to control me. And I ended up impoverished coming out of my divorce, and so my parents helped me out, and then I purchased this house, and finally I'm out from under my mom's control, and I'm 52.
Okay, but that's an example
of... And now she's trying to do more
insidious things. Okay, but wait, kiddo. Well, I asked you something. I mean, that's an interesting example, but it's exactly the opposite of what I asked. I said, give me an example of something that you feel that you're scarred by that your mother did to you. And you're saying, well, you know, my mother had some economic control over me. I had to borrow some money at one point, and I just bought my parents a house, which would mean that, in fact, you have gotten out from underneath that. So can you give me an example of something that you feel you're still laboring under?
Well, I think it's I can't go to any family events because I get made fun of, I get ridiculed, I get
by
if
whom?
I bring up to it's
all right,
something
let's see
I've been wrong.
All right, are we talking about your mother ridiculing you at family events?
Well, my brother is the golden child, the favorite of the family, and he was given control of an inheritance that a trust fund that my kids all got from an aunt and uncle. And my brother used the money, and my mom did, over my kids. And so I confronted them, and I said, you know, because my kids are now 21, 23, and they have, you know, debt from school and financial aid. And I said, this was money that was supposed to go to my children when they turned 18 for college. I said, and I requested that they, you know, turn this money over to my children. And they made a big scene about it and said, get over yourself. And I was just speaking on behalf of my children who received this money in trust, and my brother was put in charge of it. And so that's just an example. Another example is my daughter.
Stop. Let's deal one at a time. Okay. First of all, your children, at least both of them, have achieved their legal majority. So rather than you having to fight for them, presumably they are aware of this, and what they can do is hire a lawyer and get the documentation. You can stay out of it. I mean, you don't have to fight for your kids at this moment. They have the legal majority, the money, presumably there are documents that either you have or someone has have been filed somewhere, and you can stay out of this, which means that you don't have to get in the middle between your family and your children. It means that your children can fight their own battles rather than being unhappy with you, which, as you point out, they're not teenagers, but they are, I would agree with you that 20-year-olds or 21-year-olds or 23-year-olds, by and large, are adolescents. They're in that kind of twilight zone between being adults and being children. But Heather, my dear, you said something very, very profound at the beginning of this phone call. You said that you viewed yourself as a victim. And my dear, you're still doing that. And so we can deal with all the other issues, but that's still the basic kind of soft spot in your life. And until we deal with that, you and I can problem solve, but it's like dealing with it's dealing with tangential issues rather than the core issue. So one of the things to do is certainly to go to family meetings or to family events. They may not be your favorite thing. And if someone says, get over yourself, say, explain to me exactly how to do that. I've never known exactly what that term means. Explain to me how you would get over yourself. I mean, do you sort of jump to your shadow? I mean, you don't have to take them seriously. You don't have to sort of take what they say as gospel. Because as long as you do, as long as you avoid those confrontations, as long as you view yourself as them being insulting to you, then you're a victim. And you need to see yourself more as kind of a ninja warrior than a victim. Do you see what I'm saying?
Well, yes, I do. I have a good example of that. I had to call the police to go get my daughter because my mom, her mission is to destroy relationships in my life. So now she's trying to destroy. I have a 16-year-old daughter who my mom has wanted her to move in there and live with them. And I said, no, she lives with me. I'm her mom. And so my daughter had pretty much run away, and my mom had threatened me and told me, you know, she's going to live with me. And so I had to call, I had to involve social services, and I called the police, and I said, look, my daughter's run away. The sheriff went to their house, confronted them, and my daughter came home. And so I have stood up to them, but it's constant. I mean, it's, she will lie and continually find people that know me and lie. And I don't know if I should cut, but my question is, do I cut her out of my life because she's also been jealous of my relationship with my dad? I mean, do I cut her out of my life? She's 83. I mean, now she's using my children who are 16, 18, 21, and 23 for them to feel sorry for her, so she wants to have them around all the time, and she's just manipulating them. And then she's trying to tell them things about me, you know, and it's crazy making, and it's
well, but
it's
Heather,
sick.
Heather, let me stop you. First of all, a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old have to be held responsible for their own behavior. I mean, if the kid was three, then you could say, well, and kid comes home and says, Grandma says that you're poisoning my food, then you've got an issue. With a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old, they're responsible for their behavior, and I think you have to hold them responsible for their behavior, not holding your mother responsible for it. I mean, you know that you have surprisingly little effect on the 16-year-old and 18-year-old. Why are you assuming your mother has any more? No one does. I mean, that's the thing, and no one did when you were 16 or 18 either. So, you know, you kiddo, let me just tell you a quick story. A bunch of years ago, somebody came up to me and said, would you give a speech for our group? And I said, sure. What do you want the speech to be? And they said, we want you to give a speech about how to deal with difficult people. And I said, listen, I will talk with you about problem solving. I will talk with you about anything you want. But once you call somebody a difficult person, you've given away all your power. Because if they're difficult, there are really only two ways to deal with difficult people. Either you ignore them or you have to overcome them. Neither of those are going to work with people, especially who have more power than you do. So describing something in a way that you lose doesn't make any sense, because by describing, you determine the situation. By describing your mother as malevolent, as narcissistic, as a bully, as trying to destroy your life, you're giving her a huge amount of power. If you describe your mother as a lonely woman who is closer to the end of her life than the beginning and doesn't know how to deal with you, then you have a whole bunch of options that you are not giving yourself.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, well, technically this is real life rather than real life, right? R-E-E-L as opposed to R-E-A-L. Okay, but I know it's the most visited part of my website. So, and someone actually asked me why, as a psychologist, I review movies. And the answer is that I've always loved movies. And when I started on the air, there were not any psychologists. There was only one other psychologist in the country, and there was not syndication. So she was in L.A., I was in Boston. So there weren't psychologists, there weren't women, and there weren't intellectuals. So the idea of talking about, to try to make a point of saying, well, go read this book, just further alienated the concept from the audience. So I use movies because I've always loved movies. I've been a movie fan since I went to Saturday morning serials, I guess. And it was a and universals are that movies are much more a universal phenomenon, I think, than books are. And you could say, well, what about television? But, you know, I've just never really liked television. Even when I do television, I'm not much of a fan. So movies have been kind of my coin of the realm. And it started relatively innocently in that somebody called up and said, you know, I've got a date this weekend. What movie should I take them to? And people started calling up and asking me about movies. And I really didn't want to turn the whole program into a discussion about movies. So we do it. We do DVDs on Tuesdays, usually, and movies on Thursdays, with the idea being that most movies open on Friday, so you have a notion about what to see for the weekend. And the reviews are on the website. And since that, because it's become such a well-known part of the program, I actually vote on National Board about movies. So for those of you who are new to the program or new to the concept, that's the explanation. And people are saying, well, how do I get your job? Well, you get a PhD, and never mind. All right. So I'm a little bit behind because one of the things that gets jettisoned when we get a lot of phone calls is anything that's not a phone call. We jettison movies and theater and DVDs. And so there's been some jettisoning going on. And I, as I said, I really don't want to turn the program into a discussion for hours every day about movies. So try and keep it limited. Last week, I didn't do Deadpool before, so let me just take a moment and do Deadpool, which is a phenomenon at this moment, and to a certain extent, reviewing it at this moment is a little bit after the fact, but there's still a lot of people who don't see movies the first couple of weeks. It was the number one movie for the last couple of weeks, and part of the reason is that there was really lousy competition against it, that movie companies are getting smarter and smarter. This is a movie that probably would have come out as a tentpole movie in the summer. It ordinarily would have been released like in May or June because the appeal, it's very violent. It's a Marvel comic book hero. It's going to appeal to young males, 18 to 24. But somebody brilliantly put it out against a whole lot of really crappy movies in February. And as a result, was the number one movie for 2 weeks, was the highest grossing February movie ever, and will probably surpass The Passion of Christ as the highest grossing R-rated movie ever released. So, now, having said that, first of all, I'm a Ryan Reynolds fan, as I think most people are. This movie starts off brilliantly, one of the best starting movies, and Marvel comic books always start off, their opening scenes are always wonderful, and this one is particularly funny and smart, and it says handsome hero, hot, you know, hot chick, cyber sidekick, British villain, I mean, so it, and when it describes the writers, it says the real heroes, so it's very smart and very funny and very offbeat. And for about the first 10 or 15 minutes, it keeps up that tone. And then it really deteriorates, as far as I'm concerned, into a pretty generic, noisy, violent, relatively unpleasant, and pretty common superhero movie. And he's really not a superhero. He has superhero ability to heal himself. But it is very crude. Which seems to be part of the new coin of the realm for movies of let's make as many sexual innuendos or out-uendos as possible. To a certain extent, one of the reasons that this is kind of a silly, fun movie is Ryan Reynolds' voice is amazingly squeaky, which I don't think you realize. And he makes fun of himself at one point. The plot, I use the word advisedly, as a former Special Forces operative who's clearly got some moral issues, has become a mercenary, and finds out, and I'm not giving away very many plot details, very early on, that he has cancer and that it's spread every place, and so he's going to die. So when somebody offers him a chance to become immortal, he takes it. or not actually immortal, to just be cured. And the idea is that if you stress a body enough, that the cells will mutate. Believe it or not, as I mentioned, I was at a lecture a couple of nights ago that suggested that may actually be accurate. That's what causes cells to mutate is stress. So there is that kernel of actual science in this. Yeah, as I said, I really liked the first 10 or 15 minutes, and then I was kind of disappointed in how quickly it deteriorated into a usual incredibly violent movie. It's also a little longer than needs to be. It's just under 2 hours, and probably could have taken 10 or 15 minutes out. There are a couple of special effects that are terrific. So I didn't hate it. I would give probably 3 stars. But it's made a lot of money, so can't argue with that. Michael Moore's movie, Who Do We Invade Next? Or I think it's Where Do We Invade Next? Is surprisingly sweet. I had talked about it when I'd met him last year sometime. And I'm a little disappointed. He promised to come on the program, but I know he's having some medical issues. And he's very much involved with Flint, Michigan water crisis. So, but it's really worth seeing, even if you think you don't like Michael Moore. This is one of the sweeter, smarter, funnier, more patriotic, gentler films that he's ever done. And it's absolutely worth seeing. I think he's a little disappointed that he didn't make the short list for the Oscars. But these things happen. Alrighty, the movie that you'll probably... There are a number of movies that come out this week that they didn't screen. Traditionally, Oscar weekend is a very slow weekend in the movies. But the major movie that's out this weekend is Eddie the Eagle, which, as I mentioned, is based on true story, is inspirational, has Taron Egerton and Hugh Jackman in it, also Christopher Walken. And it's a little sappy, but... based on a true story of, you know, go for it, when in doubt. All right? So Eddie the Eagle is your choice for the week. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.